Hi, everyone, and welcome to Real Time Crime. I'm one of your hosts, Leah Lamar, and I have with me my co-host,
Teddy Mellencamp.
Teddy, can you tell us a little bit about why you love true crime?
Leah, I can't even help myself. It's one of those things, ever since I was a small child, I had a real need to know about why crimes were committed. I thought I was an investigator. I would put on my little cap, fake cigar, and I'd be on my way. And honestly, truthfully, I think it's because I love the escape. All of a sudden, when you're researching somebody else's murder, your own life seems pretty great. What about you, Leah?
I think that I have the horror movie effect. I'm the type of person that watches a movie and I'm like, no, grab the gun, not the banana. And I'm always thinking, oh, I could get away from that murderer. But in reality, I'd pick the banana. I mean, I'm a goner. So anytime I see a case, I'm really putting myself in it and thinking, how could I have done this differently? Or how could I escape this in the future if this ever happens to me? That's pretty grim. But I think the truth is, no one can look away from a good train wreck.
That being said, I love to investigate. I mean, some of the incredible, tragic crimes that we've already spoken about this since we started Real Time Crime, Brian Laundry, Ed Gein, Astroworld, Chad Reed, Heidi Plank, Halloween Horrors, Kyle Rittenhouse, Britney Spears. Guys, We dig into it all. So you got to make sure to dig in with us.
You're about to hear a preview of Real Time Crime. But before you do, be sure to follow Real Time Crime on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts to ensure you never miss an episode. Oh, and don't forget that you can call in live and leave us a voicemail at 866-21-CRIME. Again, that's 866-212-7463, but it's more fun if we say 21-CRIME. That's as many crimes as you're allowed to commit in this lifetime and still go to heaven. Just kidding, that's not how it works. But make sure to leave us a voicemail because we love to hear from you, especially if you've got a case that you think that we should trail, or if you have a thought or opinion about a case that you've heard us talk about. I think that it's really interesting. Obviously, what Robert Durst says is not hilarious, but I think it's interesting that there was some foreshadowing before that final moment where they take a break during the interview. Do you remember this, Teddy? They take a break and he starts talking and saying out loud to himself when he thinks that the mic is off, because he doesn't realize that you actually have to turn the mic pack off manually, basically. And he just starts talking to himself. He's like, intentionally, did I intentionally lie? You didn't intentionally lie. You could leave things out. And his lawyer comes over to him and is like, your mic is hot. We just heard everything you said.
Oh, yeah, because you can tell that he's actually trying to prep himself on what he's going to say in the next interview piece. Like, you do that in any interview if you're like about to join an interview. The problem is his mic was on. He's being recorded and he's doing it about murder.
The thing is that it's very clear he's hyper intelligent. He's an extremely smart man. Obviously, he has gotten away allegedly with multiple murders until recently. And I mean,
he has very
and again. Also, I mean, if you've got an endless pot of money, throw some money at the problem, make it go away. He had, $150,000 worth of fees that he sent toward lawyers originally just to get the two best lawyers on the case to help him get out of the Morris Black murder.
I mean, I think it was more than was it 150,000 or?
Well, 250 was his bail. And then,
but also he won because his current was either fiance or wife.
And I actually love her.
She,
can I just say that? She's your sassy New Yorker.
She frightened me.
Great. I was like, is that me in 20 years from now?
Well, now you
frightened
me.
Hopefully not married to a serial killer, but she was just so straightforward.
Well, you can tell she's very concerned about the money. She's very concerned. She is really revved. She's upset that he wasn't a part of the business. She doesn't even care about the murder situation. She's like, anyways, I'm upset that you weren't a part of the business, that your brothers pushed you out. Like, she's like, this is why we need the top lawyers, because we need your hand more in the money.
Well, she also told him that she would divorce him if he didn't get rid of his first lawyer, because the first lawyer wanted him to plead insanity. And if you pled insanity, then they would get in control of all of the money, and that she wouldn't get any of the money.
Yeah, she had a bit, you know, she saw dollar signs all of the time. And
look, all I'm saying is, smart woman.
But he had very
not sure that's
patience.
The lesson here, but go I don't, on.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right.
How to you could write a book, How to Marry a Serial Killer, but an alleged serial killer.
It's real time crime. It's real time crime. It's real.
I mean, is it actually real time crime? Are we solving anything, or is that just a thing we say? It's a thing we say. Got it. Okay.
See you next week for more real time crime, only on iHeartRadio.